All right, Madison Shine from ODOT. We are going to be talking about, I can't be the first one to have noticed the quippy little signs that that pop up during the holidays. Right now, it's Valentine's Day, so they're all Valentine's themed, but we're talking about the signs on highways, you know, the ODOT highway signs, and I, as probably many others, was curious how those signs are created, who comes up with those quippy little one-liners, and I'm hoping you, Madison, can sort of shine some light on what goes into that process. So, real quick, do you know who is responsible for typing up those quippy little one-liners?
I do know who's responsible. It is the ODOT team and partners, and we decide in a group different little things to say to catch people's attention and remind them to drive safely along the highways once a week.
So you're on the, well, for lack of a better word, the committee that decides who writes these, because they're very eye-catching. You know, you think of official government, you know, documents or signage. They're never usually as quirky as the Valentine's theme or the St. Patrick's theme or a 4th of July theme that you tend to see on these ODOT signs.
Yes, so I am part of the committee, and we just love to bring attention to people and remind them of different things going on while reminding them of, like, buckling up, paying attention behind the wheel, and driving safely along the highways.
So go through sort of the process of how you decide, you know, what leads up, you know, ends up actually on these signs. Are there, like, different suggestions? Do people come up with different little quippy one-liners and you go, no, that's not good enough, or that's not funny enough, or that one's a bit too inappropriate? What's the process on deciding what goes on those signs?
So we start brainstorming these every quarter. So we think of all the different holidays, all the upcoming events that are going to catch Oklahoma drivers' attention. So OU Texas in the fall is an example of that, the state fair, and try to figure out a good way to connect with people and, like, remind them. We go through a huge brainstorming process, and then we sit there and we fine tune it to be able to be short and sweet and catch the driver's attention.
And so, I guess, who comes up with the ideas first? I mean, is it just sort of what kind of thing are we going to have on, you know, for this holiday? Or do you already sort of know what you want up there for the holidays? Do you get into a meeting and start passing around notes? What's that about?
So, depending on the season and what month we're looking at, we'll put a calendar together with all the big events coming. That includes holidays, that includes celebrity birthdays if we want to talk about them. It talks about different events. And we'll sit there and we'll think, okay, do we want to talk about this one?
Yeah.
And what note can we do to connect it?
That's sort of, you know, one of my other questions. You know, how do you decide when a holiday or a birthday is important enough to make a quippy little one-liner about?
It's kind of a tag team. So can our little one-liner message be just as great and connect to the birthday while including the safety message? The whole point is to include that safety message. So if we can't include that, we either go back to the drawing board or we see if there's a different holiday or message that we can include on that week.
Do you guys ever get feedback? Do you ever get people, you know, telling you, like, hey, I noticed that sign and it actually made me think about maybe I should put my seatbelt on, or you know, I forgot that it is Valentine's Day even, because, you know, sometimes these signs will pop up and it'll remind me, hey, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, or hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. Do you ever get feedback?
Yes, we do. So we put these on our social media every Wednesday. So it's on OKDOT on Facebook and Twitter. And people will sit there and comment or share or give us ideas on it. And that's how we kind of get feedback and remind people, hey, there's something coming up. So, like, for example, this Valentine's Day, we put it up on Wednesday, and it's just a reminder for everyone that, hey, it's coming up, but you also need to drive safely and share the road.
So do you ever take, like fan submissions? Have you ever seen a funny Facebook comment and been like, that would have been a good first sign, we should hold on to that and use that?
Yes, we do. So if, like, the public wants to comment and give us something on social media, we'll store it into our brainstorm and it will go through the same process to see if we can use it through the next quarter.
Can you think of any examples where someone sent in a quippy little one-liner and you guys used it?
Not off the top of my head. We'll typically take like their idea. Let's say it's about Texas and not liking Texas for the OU Texas game. We might take that and we'll kind of bounce ideas off of that idea and transform it into the short message, because it's only two flashes with three lines on each flash. So it has to be really short and sweet and to the point to remind drivers to be safe.
Right. I should mention, I know this is terrible for radio, but the signs we're talking about right now that are out for today, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, we are crazy in love with safe drivers and share the road, show some love. Those are actually kind of cute. And that's why, you know, when you see it, you're not expecting something so personable to be coming from like a government sign.
Yeah, this is our way to connect with drivers all across the state and remind them we're people and we want to connect to them and just remind them to be safe while they're out there on the highways and roads.
So I don't know. So have you already got the next holiday picked out, and you already know what's going to be on the next round of signs?
What's the next? Yeah, so we have probably through the spring already ready to go. So we're going to be thinking about the summer ones upcoming and then going into the fall. And on all of these, we'll be putting them up on social media so people, they don't have to stop on the side of the road to take a picture. We have the pictures in good quality for them so they can go and share it that way and continue to be safe.
So obviously, I know I sort of, I entered that danger zone when I said, you know, you guys take fan submissions. I guess I should caution that you guys take family-friendly, you know, fan submissions. You're not going to put anything too foul up on these signs, right?
Yeah, so we'll take your submissions, but we're definitely going to make sure that it's acceptable for everyone and it goes through our rating process to make sure it is kid-friendly and everything in between.
There's a legit rating process. That's great.
Yes.
Madison, thank you so much for letting me steal some time. I've just always been sort of curious about what the process is behind these signs, and you've been very informative and very helpful. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that our listeners may not know that you think they'd want to know about the process of these signs?
We just hope that people really enjoy them. We put them up every Wednesday, non-during rush hours, and we hope it puts a smile to their face and just remind them that they can be safe while they're out there on the highways, and we hope it sticks in their mind as they drive through the state.
Well, I know it sticks in my mind, and I know I enjoy them. So thank you so much, Madison, for letting me talk to you today.
Thank you. You have a great Valentine's Day.
Awesome stuff. Madison Shine with ODOT. Have a good one.